From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex. Alex is going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to be talking about some of the terrorism that's being done by our government. And when I say terrorism being done by our government, what I mean is that they are using fear as a tactic to achieve political means. And that's exactly what this worldwide terror alert is. It's nothing but propaganda and terrorism. And we're going to be talking about that. And we're going to be talking specifically about some of the things that developed in Austin along that line this last week. Now, on the news show today earlier, there was an interesting exchange between a representative from Texas, Louie Gohmert, and who was a Republican, and between George Will about Obamacare. You know, there's been this internal debate in the Republicans about whether they should just go along with Obama and do whatever he says, or whether they should stand firm and try to defund this unconstitutional health care. And this is what was, this is the back and forth that happened on that program this morning.
The fact is that this president has the power, particularly when it's supported as this one is by the mainstream media, to set the narrative. And the narrative will be that the Republicans have chosen simply to cause chaos. And I think it's a bad idea.
Bad idea to go down the line.
You cannot govern this country from one half of one of our three branches of government.
Even though we're one half of the legislating body that from which no spending occurs unless we agree, that is a position that allows us to force others to adhere to the Constitution. We don't have to wait for the Supreme Court. We can force that. And we can say, you're going to abide by the Constitution, whether the Supreme Court gets it wrong or right. We have the ability to force respect for the law.
You hear that? That's George Will saying it would basically be bad politics to fight Obama on this. And you had Louie Gohmert talk to him and say, you know, we're the branch of government. It's a system of checks and balances, George. You know, this is not about Obama being dictator. This is not about the Supreme Court being dictator. It's not even about the Congress, the Republican Congress, the Republican House being a dictator. This is about a system of checks and balances. That system of checks and balances was put in place so that you wouldn't have a fundamental altering of the way this country was structured, so that you wouldn't violate the Constitution. And it's exactly what people in the House should be doing. They should be standing up. And you heard Representative Gohmert say, regardless of whether the Supreme Court recognizes what's in the Constitution or not, we're going to stand by and we're going to do our duty. And spending bills do start in the House. They don't start with the Senate. They don't start with the President. They don't even start with the Supreme Court. And I think if they start to do the right thing, if they start to stand up for the right thing, I think that's going to be a good thing for them politically. But whether it's a political suicide or whether it's or whatever else, they have taken an oath to the Constitution. And fortunately, we do have some people who take that oath seriously. Unlike people like George Will, who, of course, he's not a congressman. I don't know if he's ever taken an oath to the Constitution, but he certainly doesn't care about it if it's going to get in the way of political calculations. Now, it's interesting to see what has happened with Obamacare. It was just about a week and a half ago that they learned what was in it. Remember Nancy Pelosi said, we've got to pass it so we can find out what's in it? Well, they did find out what was in it. And what they found out, one of the things they found out, was that it was going to require that congressional members as well as congressional staff were going to have to buy Obamacare. They were going to have to get into this exchange. And it looked like maybe that might be the golden, the silver bullet that took this thing down, but it didn't really happen that way. Unfortunately, what they did was they just exempted themselves from that. Because, you know, if you look at the movie that just came out this last week, and Alex had a great review of Elysium, and one of the disappointing things about it was it kind of held out the whole idea of immigration and citizenship and free health care as being the panacea. It was a very, very simplistic plot. But they didn't really have the same kind of health care for the people on Earth that they did on Elysium. And you know where Elysium is? It's Washington, D.C. Those elite people have a very different kind of health care than the rest of us. We'll be right back.
Protect Alabama. It's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo. Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th. A weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
When you grab and snap with your friends,
that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex. Alex is going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour. And we're going to be talking about some of the answers to 1984. I tell you what, 1984 is really closing in on us and closing in fast. We've got secret courts meeting with secret trials, having secret findings that they believe secretly alter the Constitution. This is a very dark time coming up if we don't do something about it. But I want to talk to some callers out there. We've got Brendan in Wisconsin. Brendan, are you there? Okay.
Before I get into the segment about Snowden, I just want to say thanks for covering the Wisconsin, singing in the Wisconsin Capitol can get you arrested, because not only can singing get you arrested, but up until last week, even if you sat there and watched it, you could get arrested.
Well, you know, I got to say, Brendan, you know, the singing is nowhere listed in the Constitution, so, you know, how can that be protected, right?
Right. Well, it reminds me of Adam Kokesh's dance party at the Thomas Jefferson Memorial, where dancing,
yeah,
and to what degree, if you bob your head, or if you're singing, if you're humming, does that count as well? I'm not sure. If you're nodding your head along with it, is that protesting?
You know,
where do you draw the line?
To give people a background of what you're talking about, you know, you even had state congressional representatives who were offended by this and trying to take that out. And yet you had the security folks there who were basically on this amazing power trip. They were going to shut down everybody, right?
Yep, they were going to shut down everyone. I mean, you can't even go in there with a T-shirt on or anything that a button will get you arrested. I have friends that have filmed numerous events like that, and I should maybe forward some of those videos to you. But regarding the Snowden leaks, as important as they are, and what they document are things that many warriors have known for a long time.
Yes.
As important, or possibly more important than those things, is the psychops. And you know, a few years ago, Washington Post reporter came out with her expose, quote unquote. Top Secret America. Her name is Dana Priest. And if you go to that website, you'll get a fancy flash animation of it. Well, a lot of those psychops are targeted at American citizens. So you have psychops officers at major media outlets. You have them in print, doesn't matter what it is.
Oh, yeah.
And they're actively controlling what is let out. I call it steam venting. Some people call it gatekeeper operations. And I went to one of, I actually went to see her speak with a good friend, Dr. Jim Fetzer, who's a big fan of Infowars.com reporters, Kurt Nimmo and Paul Joseph Watson. And we went to it, and we tried to ask him questions, and we got shut down really quickly. He was talking about 9/11 being the reason for this big buildup, and she wouldn't even touch it. And she actually got visibly shaken that someone who is so knowledgeable would dare ask her those questions. And my question to her, which she would not answer, was how many of those psychological operations are based or targeted in the United States? And she wouldn't even take any questions from that three-quarters of the audience after that.
Yeah.
So when you talk about all the leaks, that's great. We should also look at psychops and all those, I think.
Well, and it's an entire spectrum. I mean, we have the documentary State of Mind, and they're talking about it. This goes to the educational system. The educational system was set up to be a mind control operation. I mean, it's not just the more esoteric type of things, but they're getting more upfront and more out in the open about it all the time. Cass Sunstein had a book called Nudge, and in it he's talking about how they can use behavioral modification teams. And they actually took his book and put it, they applied it in the UK, and had a lot of success in terms of manipulating public opinion. And we also see that the government has now repealed the Smith-Mundt Act that was put into place, I believe it was 1948. It was right after the end of World War II. It was the beginning of the Cold War. And when they created these propaganda organizations, Voice of America, Radio Free Europe, they did it, and some of the senators were very uncomfortable with the United States running some kind of a Joseph Goebbels type of propaganda organization. And understand that propaganda can be of two types. It can be white propaganda, which means that you're telling the truth, but you're not telling the whole truth. You're only telling good news. You're only telling part of the truth. Black propaganda would be essentially telling people lies, outright lies, to get them to do what you want to do. So they were concerned, even though maybe Voice of America was just a white propaganda, they put restrictions in saying they were not going to allow that to be broadcast in the United States. Those restrictions have been struck with, of course, the NDAA, the place that we tend to see all the destructions of our freedoms and legislative mechanisms be put now. It was the NDA 2013. They repealed the Smith-Mundt Act. So now the U.S. government can use radio propaganda. And I'm not talking about, this is beyond NPR. This is more NPR's propaganda is government funded. But this is perhaps less subtle propaganda. They're going to start beaming that at us. And the U.K. is going to be privatizing their nudge programs. They're going to be getting corporate partners in kind of fascism and propaganda union there, and the United States is now looking to do the same thing based on Cass Sunstein's ideas of propaganda. Let's go to Salih in FEMA Region 2. Did I pronounce your name correctly?
Yeah, you did.
Okay. Hello. What's on your mind there?
Well, I just wanted to say I'm a Muslim, you know, and towards the end of Ramadan, you know, this is probably like one of the hardest Ramadans because the days are so long and it's so hot and all that. And I've noticed that a lot of times it seems like a lot of times whenever a government tries a false flag, they originally try to go after like their target group. Like in most recently the case was the Boston bombing. They tried to go after libertarians and conservatives, etc. That didn't
right.
work.
Right.
So then, as a result, they just kind of defaulted to their standard, you know, mm-hmm. group that everybody is always afraid of, which is Muslim.
That's right.
Because it's so easy. It's so easy to hate. It's so easy to be afraid of a Muslim because I guess not that many people really know as much as they think they know about them.
That's right. Absolutely.
So
they're the useful enemy outside of the U.S. that they can always turn to. That's right.
Oh, yeah, it's so convenient for them. And I've actually met several Muslims who've been a part of or who were targeted by the FBI and other groups who actually were part of this weird psyop where they go into mosques, they go into churches, they go into different places and try and infiltrate with different, like, hired FBI informants, kind of like how you talked about before.
Yes.
And they would get paid money to basically stir up trouble.
Yes.
And that they would try and, they would get paid money to try and get as many people as possible to basically rat on themselves or just talk about things that they don't even really mean.
Absolutely. You know, in that special report that I just had, we didn't get to the part of it where we were talking about these terrorist events. The FBI allowing 5,600 violent crimes, drug trafficking, corruption. But we had a clip in there from Judge Napolitano where he pointed out that out of 20 terrorist events, 17 of them were organized and run by the FBI, and the other three they didn't have anything to do with. It was citizens who shut it down. You know, you were 8 times more likely to be killed by the police in this country who are really out of control than you are by a terrorist. We're going to be right back. Stay tuned.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. You have medical insurance? Is your home insured? You carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex. Alex is going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour. Right now we've got a couple of callers on the line that we're talking to. But before we get to that, you know, we've been talking about the government spying on us, mining our data, talking about ways that we can stop that, ways that we can get the government to obey the Fourth Amendment, to obey the Constitution. But, you know, even if you can't stop them from, even if you can't do it collectively, if you can't get them to obey the Constitution, you can still do something on your own. PrivateInternetAccess.com is one of our new sponsors, and listen to what you can get from them. They can encrypt internet connection. They can hide your IP address, providing anonymous browsing, provide firewall protection, which prevents data mining, provide uncensored access to the complete internet, maintains no records whatsoever of your computer activity, and can connect up to 5 devices simultaneously with just 1 account, be used anywhere in the United States, anywhere with an internet connection. That's PrivateInternetAccess.com. That's one of our new sponsors. Now, we're holding over on the line. We had Selah that was talking to us, about his concerns. Was there something else that you wanted to say, Selah?
Yeah, just I know we have a lot of other callers to go to, but I just wanted to quickly add that for those who don't know, in Islam, the end game that the devil said quite explicitly in the Quran is that he's going to kill us all. That he, like, explicitly said before God, once that right before he was cast out of heaven, was that his end game was to kill us all. And if you think about it, he's had thousands of years to develop this strategy where we get people fighting against each other and so suspicious of each other that they don't really see the bigger picture, which is Alex talks about sometimes, and you guys talk about sometimes, is really just the end of all humanity. Elysium really is just, that movie really is just like what they sell to some of the higher level folks that, yeah, you're going to be part of this elite group.
Oh, yeah.
That's not true.
That's right.
The elite group is even going to die. Everybody dies except for the devil. That's what the big thing is all about right now.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody dies except for him.
Absolutely. As a Christian, I would agree with that. I agree it's a demonic attack. And I would see in these transhumanist type of ideas that we see coming from people like Ray Kurzweil, you know, he thinks that he's going to become God. He thinks he's going to achieve some kind of godlike immortality by merging with machines. I mean, this is not what we're saying. This is what he's saying. I mean, the guy is not only delusional but dangerous, but he is Google's new science advisor. He is the guru of transhumanism, the guru of the futurists. And so he has the capability. If he's at Google, he has the capability to do a lot. He's got a lot of money, a lot of power, a lot of political connections behind him. Let's go next to Scott in California. Scott? Scott, are you there?
Hey,
how you doing?
Hey.
What's on your mind?
Good. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to also thank you and Alex for exposing these false flags because, you know, it's false flags like 9/11 that have been used to justify the NSA spying, the TSA groping, the drone strikes, and everything else. That's also why, you know, I'm so excited that Ed Asner and Cynthia McKinney have endorsed the Rethink911.org ad campaign. Have you guys heard about that?
No. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so that's the campaign that's raised over $200,000 to put huge billboard ads in Times Square in New York and many other cities around the world this September. And they all have the same message, did you know a third tower fell on 9/11?
That's
so
right.
It's basically designed to wake people up on a massive scale and create that kind of break from the false flag slavery that we can expose them and prevent them from having in the future. One other thing real quick. Have you guys seen the video of the fake protest in Egypt?
No, I haven't seen the one that you're talking about. No.
If you go to YouTube and type in Egyptian protesters fake a violent protest for PR, you'll see a video 2 minutes long that's actually Egyptians from the Muslim Brotherhood staging a protest and using fake actors with fake blood and pausing for shots. It's pretty amazing. So you got to check that out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, their propaganda is very sophisticated. Thanks for telling us about that. You know, I interviewed someone from the UK. His name is Tony Rook, and he had an interesting case where he was refusing to pay his BBC licensing fee. And he's a documentary filmmaker, and his idea to get people to wake up there is to have a mock trial where the jury is a lot of retired judges and police officers and detectives, and to present to them the full evidence about Building 7 falling down in a controlled demolition when it wasn't even hit by a plane, to present that to them and to film it and put it out there as a documentary. I think it's a great idea. He's got a Kickstarter project. I think it's killingantifilms.co.uk, something like that. But there's a lot of different ways to get the word out and a lot of information that just hasn't hit the streets. Let's go to Jesse in Texas. Hey, Jesse, what's up? Hey, Jesse, are you there?
Are you there? Yeah.
Yeah. Hello? Yeah. What's on your mind?
Weird interview. Yeah. Well, yeah, I just wanted to say a couple of things. I had a couple of questions, actually. I'm originally from Austin. I live in Fredericksburg. But about the smart meters going out, I'm wondering if you knew. My mom still lives there, and I've been telling her to opt out if she can. And I was wondering if you guys knew any information about how to.
Yeah, there's some breaking news on that. We got a clip of a power plant that's being taken down in Florida. You know, the smart meter thing, people need to understand what's about, what this is all about. It's got some health issues. It's got privacy issues, obviously. But it also has a big economic issue. And as we're looking at, if you're watching on the monitor right now, here's a video just this last week, Florida Power and Light. There you go. There's a power plant being taken down as they're building, continually building new plants all the time in China. We're destroying our power plants. And if you go back and you look at the smart meter document from about 10 years ago, you'll see that in that document they talked about how there was not going to be any growth. This is from the federal government. They're talking about how there's not going to be any growth in new power plants, that they have to find a way to manage the decline. The way they're going to manage that decline and still make the same or more money is with these smart meters. Now, what just happened in Austin is something that's going to happen in a lot of other towns, and that is they just had approval of a $60 million expenditure. Just happened this last week. We had Dr. Laura Presley on earlier in the week on Monday. We interviewed her for the nightly news, and she was talking about that. What they did, the $60 million, is not even for infrastructure. It's not even for putting in smart meters. It is simply a software licensing contract. You talk about a waste of money. $60 million for a five-year software contract. That company has got political connections, let me tell you. But one of the things they said in the city council, what the electrical company here in Austin said, was that they were going to use this extension of the software contract to get time of day use. And this is where they're going to stick you. They're going to charge you more when you use electricity during peak hours. That would be the time of day when you get up and go to work. Now, they've already done an experiment in Chicago and realized that it doesn't change anybody's consumption. That's the way they sell it to everybody. They say, well, we're going to put a premium on electricity that's used during a certain period of time, so people will adjust their usage patterns. Well, you can't adjust your usage pattern. If you didn't have to go to work at a particular time, there wouldn't be any traffic jams. It would be rush hour traffic. And for the same reason, you don't have the option to decide when you're going to use electricity. So this is simply a way to charge you more, to provide you less, as they shut down America's infrastructure, just like that power plant you saw being destroyed there. They're tripling the power here in Austin in just the power charges in just a couple of years. We're going to be right back. Alex Jones is going to be joining us right after the break.
Are you ready to fight back? Fight back against the army of spies, scammers, and government wonks that are hell-bent on stealing your information? Let me ask you one question. What are you doing right now to protect your privacy? Learn how to take your identity off the grid and even disappear forever with this weird trick at privacyradio.com. I'll show you how to protect yourself and your family from big government and big business in just 10 easy steps. Go to privacyradio.com to learn more.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders and preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Now available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon is a revolutionary book that will forever change the way you look at health and diet. Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet. This amazing diet and exercise plan was developed when the surgeon himself was confronted with heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, and cholesterol. There's no starving yourself and no calorie counting. You'll learn it's not how much you eat, but what you eat. Find easy-to-prepare recipes and simple step-by-step workout plans that exercise mind and body simultaneously. On the plan, Dr. Sturgeon lost over 70 pounds and reversed all the diseases naturally and with no medication. And many of his patients have had similar success. The Body and Brain Diet allows you to naturally diminish or reverse diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, skin tags, psoriasis, and more. A whole new outlook on life and a healthy future awaits you. And Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet, available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex. We've been taking calls, and we've got a very special caller on the line right now. It's Alex Jones. Hey, Alex, how you doing?
David, I've been listening to you driving in from East Texas, where I just buried my great uncle at a military funeral, a great service they had there for him. And I'm driving back into Austin, Texas via audio Skype right now. Am I coming through clearly to you?
Yeah, sounds good.
Fantastic. I started listening to you outside Waco on the great 590 KLBJ 590 AM, and just wanted to be able to call in today and tell folks I would have been there, but again, I had to go to the funeral. But I tell you, it has certainly left in good stead with you doing the show. What a great broadcaster David Knight is, and what a great mind he has, and that he brings InfoWars Nightly News Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. Central there at InfoWarsNews.com and the rest of our amazing team that we've built. Couldn't have done any of this without our AM and FM affiliates out there supporting us over the years, and all the great stations that are picking us up, and now what, in the top 20 of talkers for terrestrial radio, number 3 in the nation for internet radio. I don't really agree with that. We're really number 1 according to all the real metrics, but it doesn't matter. The point is, truth and liberty are popular, and the idea of freedom and liberty is rising. So in the marketplace of ideas, the hardcore info you hear on this broadcast is now becoming pretty much mainstream because we've been proven right. And I just want to stress that again, that when you hear us talk about something, check it out for yourself. We're not just up here half-cocked. Occasionally we make mistakes, and when we do, we'll tell you. But we're not like mainstream media that's got an open agenda. Again, David earlier, last hour, was talking about mainstream news admits they're going to get publicly tens of billions a year to engage in lies, propaganda, and deception. Now, this has been going on for a long time. Now the gloves are off, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I remember 5 years ago when Cass Sunstein, the regulations czar at the White House, said, hey, we are going to infiltrate the real media. We're going to shut it down. We're going to cause infighting. We're going to put out fake news. We are going to demoralize the American people. And I'm reading his Harvard dissertation paper, and by dissertation, he was a professor there, but something he was pushing to the president. And I was reading his Chicago Business School papers from before that, and then what he currently did at the White House. This is stuff written months before he was sent to the White House to run these operations of how he was going to demoralize the American people. I mean, this is enemy, open enemy type stuff. This is what foreign enemies would do. But he represents a foreign globalist anti-liberty movement where these big mega corporations that are anti-free market want to get rid of our Bill of Rights and Constitution because it's a hindrance to these global corporate takeovers who, again, are monopoly men and are anti-free market. So I wanted to talk some about how they plan to take control and what we face as a society, because the propagandists are circling the wagons against us because we're starting to win, but the empire is going to strike back. So as bad as things are, the good news is Hillary Clinton admits they're losing the info war. A lot of other globalist publications, Zbigniew Brzezinski admitted that in his book that came out in January of this year. And they're telling their people, hey, you better get busy, you better take action. Nobody believes a word that we tell these folks. Well, guess what? It had to be about 9 or 10 different members of the Army that were there today for this military memorial service, a burial of my great uncle. And guess what happened? I didn't even go over and talk to them as they were piling in the white vans to drive away at the end of it after they had interred my great uncle. But I saw several of them as they drove by wave and say, hi, Alex, appreciate what you're doing. So there's an example. I'm in East Texas burying a family member, and the guys are all basically looking out the windows and rolling down their windows and waving at me saying, hi, Alex, we appreciate what you're doing. I run into this half the time when I walk by somebody in the military, whether they be an officer, enlisted, whatever the case may be, non-commissioned officer, you name it. I run into this with the police. So that wasn't happening just 5 years ago.
Well, Alex,
what's happening is, yep, go ahead.
You had a great interview this last Friday with the father of one of the SEAL Team 6 members, and he was talking, I'm sure the military was tuned into that.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, most of the families of those 22 dead heroes are going public saying the government blew up their helicopter and it was a setup. And remember, that happened 2 years ago, 2 years ago and a week ago. And I, day one, went on air and said it was probably a setup. And then about a month later, talked to my Navy SEAL contact who's currently serving. And the story he told me then that is on record on the radio archives and on the YouTube is exactly now what the Navy SEAL families are saying, because it's what happened. See, so we don't just get up here and say we have sources. Take the fake terror alert. And that's where I was going next with people. Take the fake terror alert we covered the next hour. Thursday, I get sent that information by one of our sources in the Army. I'll just leave it at that. So then it was about 8 o'clock at night. We're in a restaurant before I went to meet you and the rest of the crew for the late night showing of Elysium when it premiered late Thursday night. you know, they have that loophole where they can premiere a movie early if it ends at least past 12:01. So we were going to like the 10:50 or whatever. I forget. The point is, I'm in a restaurant like 8:30 at night. I get this alert. I've seen these DOD ordnance disposal alerts before. I know it's real. I even know the phone numbers on it. Seen them before. But I still walk out in the parking lot, get in my car while the guys are eating dinner, call the number. They're upset that I have it. Check the number in Google, confirm, okay, yeah, it's right, it's the military number. Then I call my state police contact, and this is all in like 20 minutes while the guys are in there eating enchiladas at Chewy's. I then go, I call Kurt Nimmo, our writer. I say, here's the story. He records what I have to say. He puts it all, double checks it, puts out the document that 6th Street and that Austin, Texas, and 8th Street, you know, is going to be bombed by Al-Qaeda sometime in the next few days. We're not saying that. The Pentagon is being told to tell police this. And so then we put it out. Friday morning, the media has to report on it, and the Pentagon comes out and says, actually, that was a false report. No, what it really was them lying and saying, we're going to basically have martial law in downtown Austin the next few weeks, but it's only a drill, because it really is just a drill. Then they lie to the military and the police and say it's a real threat, so they'll go ahead and go along with being under unconstitutional federal control and drilling them to condition the public for martial law. And there were checkpoints in downtown and other areas. And, you know, because the cops are thinking, okay, there's about to be a bombing. They even said what church was going to be bombed. I'm not going to say the name here on air, but the memo is up on Infowars.com. Now, the point is we broke that nationwide. First, we broke that not only are they closing down embassies to fearmonger, and that's even come out in the New York Times, but now they're saying Austin and Pasadena, California, as sister cities, are going to be attacked specifically. We come out Thursday night, say, A, it's real. The memo is, but B, it's fake. It's not a real threat. Next morning, Pentagon comes out and tells KVUE News, KI, CNN, responding to us, giving us no credit, yes, that's a real memo, but we made a mistake. There's not a real threat. There you go. And then they'll argue, oh, no, Alex, there is a real threat. And they just happen to have drills when these happen because we're trying to stop it from taking place. That's actually true in a way. They'll put teams out there to confuse everybody when they actually have the patsy or the crazy group they're allowing to attack out there so that they can then tell everybody else involved, well, now you've got to be complicit with the feds and be quiet because, you know, the drill wasn't really a drill. We were trying to stop them, but now we can't tell the public. That's how they rope the cops in into a false narrative. So it's a corruption of the police. It's a corruption of the intelligence flow. It's a smokescreen muddying of the waters. So criminal elements in the government, not the whole government, but criminal elements in the government can stage and provocateur or wind up crazies. They've been caught hundreds of times winding up crazies to go do a real attack so they can sell robots to every city, $5 million, $3 million apiece. So they can set up checkpoints. So they can federalize police. So they can take over our society.
Absolutely. You know, if it's a false flag attack or if it's a real memo, I would think they would want to get that out there so that if there is some real threat, they could shut it down. And we want to get it out there in case it's a false flag. We want to shut it down.
Absolutely. When we come back, I'll briefly hit Elysium, let you take some final calls.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in the studio. We have Alex Jones on the road. He had to attend a funeral out of town today, and he's joined us by phone. And we were just talking just before the break about what transpired this last week here in Austin. You know, there's been a worldwide terror alert to get people afraid and turning to the government to allow them to just do whatever they wish to us. We had a real memo that was leaked here in Austin talking about a terror threat, and the government responded to it and said, well, that was a real memo, but the threat is not real. And basically saying that it wasn't really a threat. And Alex was just talking about that. Alex, was there anything else you wanted to say about that?
Absolutely. And then move on to Elysium. It's just this. I mean, we are catching them in these fake alerts. And my military source, my police source as well, basically said the same thing. They said even if there was a real threat of, say, a bombing that was going to kill five people, you've got a better chance of dying in their computer models on I-35 driving to Dallas and back, like I did today, basically, than I do by being killed by terrorists. So why is our entire way of life changing? I mean, in World War II, we lost hundreds of thousands of people. We didn't get rid of our liberties. Mm-hmm. I mean, in the Civil War, we lost 800,000 or something, 700,000. We didn't get rid of our liberties after that was over.
I guess they should have showed us pictures of Adolf Hitler and said, okay, now we're going to suspend the Bill of Rights. We're going to take away the Constitution because Hitler's pretty scary.
Absolutely, folks. They have dumbed down the public. They've taken the Constitution, Bill of Rights out of schools, and they're replacing it with their anti-human agenda. And now I want to just segue into propaganda. Now, why do I do movie reviews, and why do I talk about things when a film has a $400 million budget like Elysium, or $350 million? I've seen different numbers. It's because it's on record that most of these movies have an agenda and have a globalist agenda, and you can find out from them what the agenda is. Now, we had a story on drudgereport.com Friday, because Matt Damon and also the director, the South African director, came out and said it's a conspiracy theory. This is not political. This is not for immigration reform and open borders. How dare anyone say that? Well, Kurt Nemo found where a month before they had basically admitted all of this and that this was a social agenda. So it also shows their incredible disdain that not just Matt Damon and the director, but also Jodie Foster and others, went on TV and made fun of people, saying that there was a political agenda in this film. Well, let me tell you what the political agenda is. America is Elysium. That's the analogy. And if America won't take in the giant third world populations of the planet, then you're racist and bad. And I was sitting there with you and my other crew and friends, and my buddy Shane looks over and he says, how much do you want to bet when this starts that America is Elysium, basically, and that all the bad guys on the space station aren't just white, but they're blonde haired, blue eyed? Ladies and gentlemen, every bad guy in the movie is a white person. The only person on the space station that doesn't want to kill innocent people is Indian. And again, my issue is I'm sick of turning on MSNBC and being told white people are inherently bad. I'm sick of hearing the establishment do this, and it's absolutely improper and wrong. If somebody made a movie where all the black people were the bad guys and were doing horrible murders and things, I would stand against it, and I would say that it is incredibly disgusting, out-of-control propaganda. And that's just one layer of this film's propaganda. I did some reviews kind of haphazardly last Friday before I went home. I want to do a proper review of every level of this, because it is so over the top that these people who have bodyguards put out these anti-gun movies, other ones, or these people that have bodyguards and their kids go to the best armed guard private schools like Matt Damon, but then he's against you being able to have your kids go to a private school. It is so hypocritical. You know, I'll guarantee you if there was some space station with life extension technology off-world, the public isn't going to be told about it in the future. And I'll guarantee you there's going to be rich Chinese, there's going to be rich Germans, there's going to be rich Americans, there's going to be rich Israelis, there's going to be rich Africans, there's going to be rich New World Order. How dare them imply that inequity has to do with white people when I'm sick of the West being bashed, all the things the West has developed, all the literature, all the art, the Magna Carta, the basic freedoms that became the model of the world. Just because the West has been overrun by globalists and is corrupt now doesn't mean I want to go live, say, in some places in Asia where you get off the plane over there, folks, they karate chop you. The police do when they want you to move along in a line. You can just be disappeared and executed. There's no other country I can go to where they just open up the red carpet like America does. America is the most open society, the American people, the most giving, the most charity, the most hardworking. I don't care what color you are, and I am sick and tired of Hollywood and the real elite trying to get black, white, Hispanic fighting with each other to distract from the offshore mega banks, the the 0.000026 or whatever it is. It isn't the 1%. It's the tiny trillionaire class, the people that control trillions or worth hundreds of billions, that are leveraging the entire system against the general public, who are shutting down our power plants, who are paying with taxpayer money to ship General Motors to China. That's the New World Order. That's Agenda 21. That's the real threat. And I go see this film designed where every white person is the bad guy except for Matt Damon, because he sacrifices himself and he's really from Mexico and, you know, has a, you know, Hispanic last name, and where all the white people are the devil. I am sick of it. And the globalists want us at each other's throats, and it is thoroughly disgusting. I want you to have some final comments on this. I know the broadcast is almost over. It's just that I've protested the Ku Klux Klan. I mean, that's all online. People have seen that dozens of times. over the years because it's an outrageous group trying to make things about race. And the globalists want to dumb down the debate where everything is about race instead of about real discrimination, offshore banks above the law, tax exempt, stealing $85 billion a month in QE unlimited, the globalists being tax-free offshore, the globalists having diplomatic immunity, the globalists having real life extension technologies that they're not allowing to be deployed, the globalists bringing in a cashless society control grid, the idea that transhumanism will empower you and will allow you to be elite. That's how Ray Kurzweil says they're going to sell everybody putting these technologies in themselves, when just like a cell phone, it's got back doors and it's meant to enslave you. Again, I'm not against technology. I'm against who controls the architecture of it. So you see this film. It has so many incredible messages. But the bottom line is racially identify that white people are bad, racially come in for socialism and communism and bring down America. It is unbelievable. And it's what's pumped 24 hours a day, and it is outrageous. It's as bad as Birth of a Nation by E.B. Griffith. I mean, it is unbelievable, and I am sick of it. And we have our video reviews up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can take the show out, David. Great job, and I'll be back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, for the weekday transmission. God bless you.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, I got to agree with that. I think it was one of the most obvious pieces of political propaganda I've ever seen, and there's been some pretty ham-fisted stuff that's come out of Hollywood and just out of the movies in general. I mean, not even Hollywood. It was the Russians who really got this down to a fine art. Alex mentioned D.W. Griffith's Birth of a Nation. That was something that really made the Ku Klux Klan acceptable, really caused a great surge with the Ku Klux Klan. Movies have an effect. The Russians used this as well. You had Sergei Eisenstein, who said who had the Strike. It was a movie that basically kind of, you know, put forth their political agenda. He also had the Battleship Potemkin. There's been this type of thing throughout the history of film. Film is a very effective way at persuading people, at propagandizing people. It gets you not only, not so much on an intellectual basis as on an emotional basis, because you get tied in to a particular person. They were very specific, very scientific about how the Russians did that. They even created the Franklin School, which is a way to bring that kind of propaganda to Hollywood. And they did that in Hollywood. There was a very interesting story that just came out in the Hollywood Reporter about a week, 2 weeks ago, where they were talking about the influence that Hitler had in Hollywood prior to the war. It was a very long time before Hollywood came after the Nazis. And, of course, they have vilified them as the archetypal villain, and they should be vilified. But for the longest time, they would handle them with kid gloves. Why? Because they would threaten to boycott the entire studio if there was content in a film that they didn't like. So they had that kind of control, and we see that kind of control still being exercised. The Chinese government came in and caused Red Dawn 2 to have an entire year delay because they had to change the villains from Chinese villains to North Korean villains because the Chinese government didn't like that. The Chinese did exactly the same thing last year that the that Hitler and his propagandists did to Hollywood back in the 1930s as Hitler was coming to power. There were people who had screenplays, who had stories talking about Hitler's rise to power. Sometimes they did it obliquely. They wouldn't mention him directly. They always do it obliquely. That's what makes Elysium and other films like that so powerful, is because they do it as a parable. They do it as a visceral experience. They play on your emotions. Well, that's it for today's show. We're going to be back tomorrow, and stay tuned. The Alex Jones Show will be back at noon tomorrow Eastern, 11 Central Time.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.